This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
For the past 4 years, the Run for Charity Back to School campaign has assisted more than 500 learners with school uniform, from shoes, shirts, trousers, socks, sanitary towels. So schools like Mohlaba, Dingitso, Margaret Shilwane Primary School, as well as Mpumalanga High School, have all benefited from this walk. And in a few weeks, they are doing it again. So they can help also more school children with uniform to go to school next year in 2026. We're talking right now with Nkateko Ndlala, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, Nkateko?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you joining us. Let's talk about the Run for Charity campaign. How exactly did it start?
The Run for Charity campaign started in 2021. It was started by a gentleman called George Pakula. Mm-hmm. So his vision was to assist underprivileged kids, and he's been doing it for the past 4 years, and we joined him last year. Yeah. And it's a very great initiative because we have seen it benefiting a whole lot of kids and its impact and all that. So it's a campaign wherein he runs from Mokopane to Mhlava over 3 days. So his whole idea is just to raise funds, which is going to help kids with school uniform, sanitary stuff and all that. Because, you know, as kids, we like, when we find that you come from an underprivileged background, you go through the most. And sometimes you don't even have the motivation to go to school and find that you don't have, like, school shoes, or maybe it's a girl child, she's on a period, then she misses school, and, you know, it's just a mess.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just explaining, you having assisted 500 school kids get uniform, that's quite impressive, and you've done this over 4 years. So exactly how do you guys pick the schools or the children that you end up helping in these schools? How do you do that?
So we work with the educators. They are the ones who assist us in identifying those ones who come from underprivileged backgrounds. So they compile a list. Then we select different schools. Like, we don't just help a particular school, but we select different schools. Then from those schools, from that list, then we say, okay, fine, these are the numbers. Then we try to engage people to assist in terms of donations. Then we get the sizes. We go, whatever people donate, we go and buy the stuff that the kids want. Then we donate equally to those schools. If you find that a school has got, say, 30 kids, another one is 35 schools, and then the amount of stuff donated to one, then we'll try to divide it equally among those schools.
All righty. Let's talk about the exciting stuff, the upcoming 3-day run that you guys are embarking on this year. Just break it down for us. You know, how will the 3-day work? How will it look like? What is planned?
For the 3 days run, day one will be running from Mokopane to Paledi. And then in Mokopane, the people will be joining us there. Mokopane team will be running with us. They've been of great assistance in terms of, you know, supporting us in terms of giving and just running and escort and all that. So day one will be running from there, from Mokopane to Paledi. Then day two is Paledi to Tsanin. Day three is Tsanin to Mhlava.
Okay. And yeah, go ahead.
So in terms of, yeah, we do have escorts. We do have cars. I think last year we were having something like 3 cars to escort us on day one. Mm-hmm. And even the Mkopani crew assisted us throughout the run. I think they pushed us for half the distance. Then we pushed the other 45, being just the 5 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if someone is listening and they're interested and they love the work that you're doing, they want to support your mission, how exactly do they go about it? Are there social media pages? Is there a number? Anything. How can they support you?
So in terms of supporting us, they can support us by donating, because that's the main thing. And still on the issue of donating, let me take this opportunity to appreciate and thank everyone who made the campaign a success. Because I always stress and say, we can run all we want. We can run whatever distance you give to us. But without the support that people showed us, that would just be futile. It would be a fruitless exercise. But in order for this thing to be impactful and assist someone out there, we need the money, we need the donations, we need all the support we can get from people. So we really appreciate the support, and we are thankful for the support we've been receiving. And again, this year, we are pleading again to say, guys, we really need your support. please support this initiative. It will make a difference in a child's life. It will bring a smile to that child. It will, you know, restore that confidence that a child lost. Because, you know, as a child, you feel like, you know, you are isolated when you don't look the same as everyone in class. When you look different, you feel like something might be wrong with you, and that might discourage you and not see the importance of going to school and all that. But if you look like everyone else, it brings a smile, and, you know, it brings that sense of pride, and your confidence gets restored. So we need all the support that we can get. People can support us by donating. So in terms of donating, we are a non-profit organization. We don't have any sponsorship. They can either contact me or Rudy. My cell phone number is 078-150-9939. We do have a bank account for the charity run. It's an FNB bank account. The banking details are as follows. Account number is 63140-458365. It's an FNB account. I'll repeat the account number again. 63140-458365. For those who want to come and join us and run with us, they are more than welcome. They don't necessarily have to do the 170 kilometers as the rest of us will be doing the whole 170. They can select a day when they want to come and run with us. And, you know, we'll appreciate it if they can just come with a pair of shoes, some sanitaries, you know, trousers, shirt, socks. We'll appreciate that so much. They can come run with us. Day one, we're starting at Mukopani. At Four Lung Center, we're starting at 4 a.m. and we'll be running via the R101. Then our last stop will be at Palidi. So from 4, it's going to be, they shouldn't be scared of the distance. So you can't take distance. These are complete runners. We can't run with them and all that. We'll be taking risks. And even you guys are more than welcome. It will be free. Come and join us. We'll be doing it at a very comfortable pace of around 7, 8. So they can support by either donating or just coming to run with us, also sharing and spreading the message. And the other person they can contact, it's Ruby, is 079-596-9621. And also we are selling T-shirts. Those T-shirts are returned charity run campaign. We sell for 250. So in the process of selling T-shirts, I think that will also assist in trying to, you know, buy shoes for whatever, uniform for the kids.
Mm-hmm. No, you are doing an absolutely amazing work, and I hope that the support that you need at this point comes through so that more lives can be impacted next year. Congratulations for being our breakfast champion today. Continue doing the amazing work. That's Nkateko Ndlala that we're talking to about the Run for Charity Back to School campaign.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.